Mindfulness is one thing. The establishing of mindfulness is something else. Mindfulness is the ability to keep something in mind. And it can apply to anything. But when you establish mindfulness, to make it right mindfulness, you establish it right close to the present moment. That's one of the implications of the word establishing. In other words, you're not mindful of things far away. You're mindful of things that are really relevant to what you're doing right here, right now. You're trying to keep the breath in mind. You try to remain focused, as the Buddha said, on the breath. And there are four things that are right close to here and now that you can remain focused on. One is the body in and of itself. In other words, simply how you feel the body right here, right now, without reference to anything outside. Even when you start thinking about the body in the future and the fact that the body is going to die and then decompose, it's the body on its own terms. So one of the aspects of the body on its own terms is the breath that you're experiencing right now. And then there are feelings in and of themselves. Feeling tones of pleasure, pain, neither pleasure nor pain. Those are right here too. Try to breathe in a way that's pleasurable, that's easeful. That's right next to the breath. And there's mind in and of itself. These are qualities of the mind. And here we're trying to develop a quality that's free from greed, free from aversion, free from delusion. That's centered. Not scattered. Enlarged. In other words, you're aware of the breath throughout the whole body. That's right here. Your range of awareness is enlarged. Then finally, there are dhammas, the qualities. It can be the five hindrances or the seven factors for awakening. In other words, you're looking at what's going on in the mind in terms of different dharma lists. And those qualities are here. If you're winding away from the breath, it could be because of sensual desire, ill will, torpor and lethargy, restlessness and anxiety, uncertainty. If you're with the breath, it's because of mindfulness, the analysis of qualities, which is basically your evaluation going on, as you evaluate how well the breath is going. There's persistence, rapture, calm, concentration, equanimity. All these things are right here. This is one of Ajahn Lee's favorite themes. Everything you need to be mindful of is right here, right now. That's when your mindfulness is established, when you stay with these things right here, right now. And in the text, the Buddha talks about this, the fact that when you're with the breath, following his steps for breath meditation, one, you're with the body in and of itself, because the breath is part of the body. As for the mind, you're mindful and alert, but awareness of the breath cannot be done, he said, with someone whose mindfulness lapses, whose alertness is not clear. There are two really interesting ways, though, of the way the Buddha talks about how the four establishing some mindfulness are right here with the breath. are feelings and dhammas. In terms of feelings, he says, careful attention to the breath counts as a feeling. It's strange. Attention is not a feeling. But you have to remember that feelings, as the Buddha said, are fabricated. And you should pay careful attention to the breath. This is how you create a sense of ease. You try to make your attention continuous, all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out, and all the way through the spaces in between. It's the spaces in between that are often hard to keep a steady focus on, a steady attention. There'll be a slight gap as you tense up part of the body to breathe in. The question is, can you breathe in without tensing up anything at all? Can you make the in-breath come from the out-breath? And can you make the out-breath come from the in-breath? Can you keep it smooth all the way through? If you really are careful and attentive, that's how you give rise to that sense of well-being, which is what we want in the concentration. Because after all, when you're establishing mindfulness, that's the Buddha's directions for how you get the mind into concentration. As for dhammas, Buddha said, part of that formula for right mindfulness, for example, the body, keeping focused on the body in and of itself, ardent, alert, and mindful, putting aside greed and distress with reference to the world. When you're putting aside greed and distress, it means you're looking on with equanimity, the Buddha says. And that's a dhamma. It's one of the dhammas of the seven factors for awakening. It's the one you're working toward. Can often be one of the hardest. You look at the condition of the world, it's very hard to be equanimous about it. But you begin to realize, this is not a place for us to stay. The Buddha didn't teach the Dhamma for us to stay here. He taught it to us to escape. That's not like we're being irresponsible. Because you don't escape by leaving things in a mess or creating a mess. Or the world is a mess. As John Cha said, you see a cup, you remind yourself it's already broken. And that doesn't mean you go around breaking it. You take care of it, you look after it, but you know in the back of your mind that someday it's going to break. And same with the world. You look after the world as best you can. But you realize that someday it's going to turn on you. So even though you're good with the world, you realize you've got to get out. And so you make your focus not on the world. Your focus is on the breath, on the feelings around the breath, around the state of the mind that you can use to maintain continuous awareness of the breath. And as for everything else, you learn to look on with equanimity. Because this is your way out. It's like that Far Side cartoon. Two penguins on an ice floe. One of the penguins has a little hat and a cane. Obviously, he's dancing. The other's playing the piano. And one of them is saying, no, no, let's do it again. This is our only ticket out of here. That's it. Being focused on the body in and of itself is your only ticket out of here. This is why mindfulness and the establishing of mindfulness are so different. Mindfulness can be keeping anything in mind. Establishing mindfulness, making it right mindfulness, leading to right concentration. That's your ticket out of here. So hold on. Maintain this focus. And realize that everything you need for safety is right here. The Buddha gives many different analogies for the establishing of mindfulness. And by far, most of them have to do with safety, protection. The world is an unprotected place. But when the mind is carefully established in mindfulness, you know that you are not going to do anything that's going to lead to danger. Because it's not just being aware of whatever arises. As the Buddha said, when mindfulness is a governing principle, then there's something skillful and that you haven't developed yet. You keep reminding yourself it has to be developed, and you work on developing it. Once it's there, you keep on maintaining it until it gets fully developed. In other words, you make things, good things, arise, and you prevent them from passing away. And it's in those good things that your protection lies. The good things you have to develop as you establish mindfulness, those are your protection. So your safety is right here. Just try to keep your awareness of this right here as continuous as you can. Be careful, be attentive, mindful, alert. And that's how you create your own protection. As King Bhasenadin noted in one of his insights that he came to report to the Buddha, the people who look for their protection in terms of developing power in the world, developing armies, using physical force, they leave themselves unprotected because they do unskillful things with those forces. Those are the unprotected people. It's the people who develop good qualities, who are mindful to develop good qualities. Those are the ones who are protected. Your safety lies right here.